from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Adam Chernoff is responsible for all things NFL over at Right Angle Sports on Twitter. Adam Chernoff, Simple Handicap Podcast is back. It is absolutely required listening for any football fan. He joins us now. Hello, Adam.
Good afternoon. How are you guys?
Doing great, man. We are
great to hear your voice.
Obviously, inside a week of preseason football, which some people will contend is not real football. But we know in our business, it is absolutely as real as it gets. So we will get into that a little bit later. But I do want to focus on the most recent regular season win total release that you guys released yesterday. And interestingly enough, maybe there was some news that went into that release that came out today. But it was Baltimore Ravens. Under 10.5 wins, obviously, you know, the one seed in the AFC a year ago. Break down for me why you're not a believer in the Baltimore Ravens this season, Adam.
Not a believer because they lost Mike McDonald, who I think is, over the next couple of seasons, going to turn into one of the best head coaches in the NFL. He was the driver behind why that defense was historically great last year, which kept them competitive and allowed them to run the offense that they wanted to with the run game, make it very comfortable for Lamar, especially in the second halves of games where they snapped the ball with a lead at one of the highest rates in the NFL. And so I think there's going to be a step back on that defense in the absence of Mike McDonald, not only because he's not there, but they had to go to option three for candidates to replace him. So with the defense taking a step back, without his guidance, I think that's going to put the offense in a lot more competitive situations, especially late in games. And now this is going to be the offense running behind the worst offensive line that has existed in Lamar's tenure. So it's still a very good head coach running the team. But without McDonald, that defense steps back and you get a bit of a tougher situation for the offense behind a lack of offensive line talent. It's a really high expectation for the Ravens to repeat what they did a year ago, not to mention that things in the division getting a little bit more difficult, certainly with Joe Burrow back and healthy.
I'm with you, Adam, on the defensive side. I can certainly understand. I'm a fan of McDonald as well. I'm curious, though. You mentioned in sort of fourth quarters and closing out games, which have been a problem for you, just the Derrick Henry addition. Is that something you don't see maybe making a heck of a, you know, is it not enough of an addition on offense? Clearly we expect to step back on defense to make up and sort of keep them among the elite. I'm just curious what you think about that Henry addition and how they'll deploy him.
I think they're going to use him a lot inside the red zone. Mm-hmm. There was a clip that was kind of hidden on an interview that was done by Todd Monken, the offensive coordinator, where he was talking about wanting to use Lamar's legs less inside the red zone. So for me, that's really where Henry fits in and where his impact is going to be greatest. I actually think outside of that, like, this is a Ravens run scheme that's been quite dominant and they've used it a ton. But to me, just kind of reading everything that's being said and listening to Monken this offseason, it's going to be year two of the scheme. I think they're going to lean on the pass a lot more. So Henry forever has been one of the best decoys when it comes to using play action, which I think is what the Ravens are going to lean on at a much higher rate this year than they have in seasons past. But I don't see this as like a Derrick Henry 1,000-yard-plus rushing season where he's getting a ton of volume and a ton of carries. I think it's going to be slightly more selective, and it's not going to be one of those 280-plus touch seasons that we've seen from him in the past. So he'll be used a lot in the red zone, but I don't think it's going to be just a massive volume season for Henry overall.
Two straight days now of missing camp for Lamar with an illness, and the Ravens basically, I don't know, I don't know if it's something or nothing, but they basically said, you know, that he's receiving medical care from the Baltimore medical team. How much of that sort of, maybe not that specifically, but, you know, there's been a lot of talk about him losing weight and coming back in a much different physical shape. How much of that sort of thought to the under, like, it's also a hedge against Lamar's health, and we know that there is a history of that.
None of that went into deciding to take the under. I'll say that. I was talking with another pro bettor this morning, and he was asking what I make of it, and I don't know what to make of it because it seems like every season at some point Lamar is sick with something, and it's always incredibly vague when you hear Harbaugh describing what the actual illness is. And so I don't know what's going on. It seems like there's always something at some time with him that just seems odd. And now it's going on almost the whole week now that he hasn't been in camp or present. He was around for about an hour when media was available a couple days ago and then disappeared off the field. And so I don't know. It's very strange, and it's always just incredibly nondescript as to what the issue is, but didn't influence us liking the under. That was kind of driven by a lot of other things.
One under that has aged probably better than you could have ever imagined is the Dallas Cowboys under 10.5 total that you guys released a month and a half ago. Now, look, you guys are smart. Maybe this was all potentially a part of it, but now you're hearing very, very out of character remarks from Dak. You're hearing a stalemate possibly in the works between CD and organization. How is this team going to figure this out in a month's time and be good enough to win 11 games in that division?
So I will say that these things that are going around the Dallas offseason camp were certainly factors into us betting the under. The biggest factor in betting Dallas under for their win total this season was the fact that we just really liked the Philadelphia Eagles. And in the division with two teams priced very close and very high, we liked the Eagles a lot, which in turn just kind of made us dislike the Cowboys. But certainly as we were kind of going back and forth, like you mentioned, Dak's kind of acting a little bit differently. We don't know what is going to happen with CeeDee Lamb. Micah Parsons also wants to be paid. You have Jerry Jones and Mike McCarthy now in a spat going back and forth, which in talking with beat reporters, I've learned there's actually some serious tension there. There's just a lot kind of brewing around this team. It's a step back on the offensive line, for sure, with some key departures in the offseason, so it'll be a bit weaker up front. You also have a lot weaker of a ground game now with Tony Pollard gone and kind of shifting around that scheme a little bit too. And McCarthy just continuously gets outcoached in big games. So a lot of this is unsettled into how this is going to fall out, especially with Lamb. Obviously, if he's not out there, that's a massive blow. But that was certainly something that was considered. So, yes, the under on Dallas is aging very well.
I'm just curious to that Philadelphia point. Obviously, you guys are high on them. I, you know, that was quite the collapse last year. Why are we so sure that it, you know, we won't see something similar this season or a continuation of that? I know they've added a lot, but what impresses you the most about what they've done?
It's a coordinator switch on both sides of the football. That was the case last year after they had a great season 2 years ago. There was an offensive and defensive coordinator shift, and there was concern that both of those guys around this time last year were not fully equipped for the job.
I remember.
And this year they've gone forward and replaced both of them with veteran coordinators, like more still young, but it's a much different feel around the team. Hurts has already been asked a couple times about his relationship with Sirianni at head coach, and he's downplayed it. And everything around the team just feels a whole lot better than it did a year ago, where even despite some of the issues, first 2.5 months of the season, that offense was putting up some serious numbers. And so hearing that now the offense is much improved, a lot more no huddle, a lot more up-tempo, things that really suit Jalen Hurts' play style, that's all a big positive. I think Saquon Barkley is going to have a bigger impact than perhaps is being labeled, especially in the pass game. He's probably going to be utilized quite a bit with this offense, which is quite interesting, as well as the fact that A.J. Brown is just being used all over the field. Yeah. And so I'm really optimistic about the Eagles' offense. And defensively, they addressed their biggest weakness in the secondary through the draft and in the offseason with additions as well. So I like this team a lot.
Talking to Adam Chernoff from Right Angle Sports, the NFL season is bearing down upon us. There's no doubt about that. Hall of Fame game kicks off next Thursday. I'm not asking for you to tip your hand, but are you? This is obviously where, you know, a lot of winning, you know, can take place if that is the industry that you're in. Are you just sort of waiting to see, in terms of a potential release in that game, how much, if at all, each quarterback will play? Is that sort of the biggest sort of wait and see right now with that game next Thursday?
Everything at this point is relatively unknown. Part of the problem is that these teams get an extra week of camp and practice with the extra game. And although you can kind of look at coach tendencies and understand what they want to do, every year with the Hall of Fame game, it's a mystery because it's two teams handling camp in a way that every other team in the league does not have to handle it. And so it's a matter of just kind of really getting an understanding to what's going on and how that's working. So hopefully, for the sake of watching football, enjoying football, and having a wager, there's something that proves worthwhile in the game to act on. Nothing yet as such has popped up. So we'll see over the next 4 or 5 days if there's something that makes it worthwhile.
Yeah, my guess is there's just no reason at all to play C.J. Stroud, and I can maybe even make the same argument for Caleb, but I am curious from what you've seen out of Bears camp. This is going to be the quarterback probably, arguably, the most attention on him this season coming in. From what you've read, from what you've seen of Caleb Williams, what's your assessment of him in that offense?
I don't know if I've seen or heard enough to really have a true assessment. Obviously, the price point on the Bears has gone up a ton, not just because of the addition of Williams, but you adding Keenan Allen and just also in the draft add another receiver in Odunze. There's a lot of optimism about this offense. So it's a lofty expectation on the Bears, but I haven't necessarily seen something in camp nor heard anything that would make me say that the expectations are deserving or undeserving. I would say that the Bears are probably in a handful of 5 to 6 teams that I just am very, very indifferent about coming into the season.
Interesting. This isn't necessarily what you do, but I'm asking you from your gut, better season Caleb Williams or Jaden Daniels?
Oh, boy. Gut, honestly, probably. Okay, are we going to talk like stats-wise or kind of relative to expectations? Because let's define it a little bit, because I can give you a good answer one way or the other.
Let's just go stats-wise. I mean, you know, which one's closer to a C.J. Stroud-type season? Maybe we're not talking as much wins, but they're that much of an impact player, you know, if that makes sense.
Okay, so yeah, probably Caleb Williams from that perspective, because he's in a better situation with a better team that has a bit more of an established offense and arguably has better weapons around him. So I would say if you're just looking straight stat line relative to expectation, Williams is probably going to overperform and overachieve. Now, if we flip that around a little bit.
Yeah, I want to hear the other way. It sounds like you like Jaden. Go ahead.
I do from like a prop perspective, okay, looking at this offense, because Cliff Kingsbury comes in as the offensive coordinator, and everything that has been said so far about the Commander's offense is about it being more up-tempo, yep, with no huddle, allowing Daniels to push the deep ball downfield. So Terry McLaurin, the wide receiver number one for the Commanders, is very unwilling to come out with a compliment of almost anything when he speaks publicly. He's not an overly like negative guy. He's been in bad spots basically his entire career with Washington.
Yes, yes.
Yes. This offseason, he has gone out of his way to praise Daniels, their connection, and how Daniels has been willing to push the ball downfield. And McLaurin has talked a lot about his role and impact on the team and how he likes what he is being asked to do, being pushed downfield. So I don't know if that side of things is fully understood yet for what that could look like. Mm-hmm. And so, like, that to me is intriguing from a betting perspective, because I think everything from Williams' side and the Bears' offense is really kind of understood and accepted by everybody that they're going to be a lot better than last year, and it's going to be really good. He's the number one pick. I don't know if that's fully understood with Daniels, and especially with McLaurin. So to me, the Daniels-McLaurin-Washington stuff is more interesting, and I think has a better chance of being underestimated, where the Williams stuff, he could have an amazing season, but it's probably priced in and the expectations are correct, being as high as they are.
Adam, man, great stuff. It's here, brother. It is here.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed your off season. It was well deserved. I'm not trying to put anything on you, but 63% a year ago for the RAS service. I think it's fair to expect, just for inflation, 65. Just year to year, you know. 2%.
If that becomes the expectation, that's going to be very difficult to live up to. But if you're going to say we finished this season over 75 plays at 65%, I'll sign right now for that. I'll take that, and I think everyone would be very happy for that too. So let's hope it's in that same.
It's almost like a blessing and a curse, right? Like from that perspective, because I don't think you go into it saying we're going to finish 63%, right? You go into it saying, well, hopefully we can finish 56%. But then you know,
I mean, yeah, you hope that it turns out that way, but right, certainly realistically, right, you're never anticipating that happening.
But then,
no.
then my guess is a lot of people are super excited to, you know, purchase the service and get involved with the service again, but now their expectations are not 56%. You know, like,
yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah, and we do our best to kind of manage that, but yeah, if we're in the high 50s, it's a monster year for sure. So we're really looking at that 56, 57 as like doing great. Last year was amazing, but let's see. We have high expectations again.
No question. Great stuff, man. Thanks for the time, as always.
Thank you very much, guys. Enjoy the first taste of real football 6 days from now.
Yes, sir. He is Adam Chernoff from Right Angle Sports. Interesting. He's not quite ready to give an evaluation. I appreciate that. You know, a lot of people come on here and say, well, I think he's... Adam's like, no, let me see him. Let me see Caleb in action.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.